like Fridays. Marks Kokobo, do you like Fridays?
Well, I would if I had a nice microphone.
Isn't that not a nice microphone?
It doesn't work.
It works just fine.
Oh, I just couldn't hear my own self.
Yes, you're fine. I hear you loud and clear, sir.
Well.
Now, do you like Fridays?
I love Fridays a lot more.
We're good. Do you like rain?
I liked getting up this morning and going outside and seeing shininesses.
That was nice, wasn't it?
Oh, very nice.
And there's something about the sun shining after a rain that really is just a sense of newness, freshness, you know, very nice.
And ozone.
But front page of the Fargo Forum today, suddenly swamped. They have a photo of an underpass full of water, and we have a lot of rain. I mean, just a ridiculous amount of rain. You know, I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm looking at the rainfall amounts. Twin Valley, 2.5 inches. Moorhead had 2.85. Fargo had 4.5. Is it Averill? Is that how you say that?
Yeah.
Just north of Moorhead, 5.5 inches. But then, you know, Detroit Lakes, a little better than 0.5 inch. Isn't that weird?
That is.
Oxbow, 1.5 inches. Castleton, 1.3 inches.
Fergus, 0.43 inch.
Yeah. Interesting. I was up in the valley through Grand Forks and up to Grafton yesterday. Afternoon, had some meetings up there, and it rained and rained and rained and rained and rained. And, you know, you've got a lot of growers that are worried. This is late. It's June tomorrow. You know? It's just slowing them up.
Yep. Had Bob Liebachen on with me in Common Sense Club and talking about, you know, we're getting to the point where corn growers are starting to say maybe we got to go bean direction.
A lot less corn, I understand from folks. Right?
And every day of delay, you know, it just takes longer to grow corn than it does to grow beans.
How about canola? Canola, you know.
Canola grows faster than corn. So that's another one of those possibilities.
Yeah. Anyway, if we look at the weather forecast here and say, is it ending? The answer would have to be no. Showers and thunderstorms will continue. I'm looking at the forecast for the valley. We're talking highs near 70. Scattered showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy is what the forecast says for today, but sun's shining right now. But I don't think it's going to last. So a chance of precip at 50%. New rainfall amounts between 0.1 and 0.25 inches. Except again in thunderstorms. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, about 49. Tomorrow, 40% chance of showers.
Mm-hmm.
Cloudy again with a high near 59.
Did you see the difference in the high temperatures in Tioga?
I'm going to check Tioga in 1 second.
Unbelievable.
Oil patch, but how about this? Sunday, sunny finally.
Right.
So it looks nice Sunday. And Monday, a slight chance of showers, but sunny as well. So that's not bad. Now let's go to the oil patch. 52, so we're much cooler.
Isn't that something?
Breezy. It's been breezy all week. Unbelievable. North wind at 21 to 25. Gusts as high as 36. Here, how about this? Chance of precip, 100%.
That'll probably get the job done.
New precip amounts between 0.25 and 0.5 inch, if possible. Showers likely. Unbelievable. Tonight, showers likely, mainly before 7 p.m. Cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy, low around 38 degrees.
Right.
To the last day of May, the overnight temp, 38 degrees.
That's obscenity.
It is. It will be sunny tomorrow with a high near 63. Sunday, mostly sunny, a high near 66, but still not exactly June-like temp.
But isn't that something when you think we're only about 100 miles, 150 max, not even that, not even 100 miles south of the latitude of Tioga, and they're 20 degrees cooler?
Yes. And it is amazing, and the wet continues. And I guess the big story really is what this wet late spring is doing in the way of egg impacts.
It is,
and it's certainly changing what folks are planning. And there's a story in Ag Week or Grand Forks Herald I was reading about how Cavalier County had 5,000 acres of corn last year, which was a record. And the original talk last fall was that maybe you might have four times that this year, 20,000 acres. And now it's back to 5 because of this wet late spring. So there's impacts everywhere.
But, you know, that is because the hybrids of corn have shorter growing seasons. There was years ago there was virtually no corn to speak of that far north.
Isn't that something? And that's changed quite a bit. You're right. So, you know, it isn't... I like the chances of our growers, to tell you the truth. They'll find a way. You'll find a way.
This is something that I know. This is sort of a function of being kind of old. And I was in commodities for many years and followed the markets, farmed. Rain makes grain, you know. Usually after this kind of thing, people disparage and worry, but it really soaks it deep. And it usually seems that, you know, if it stops here, eventually this kind of a good water start is ultimately good for growing.
While we're on the subject of farming, the forum yesterday was held over in Moorhead. Congressman Colin Peterson, Minnesota's 7th District Congressman, and North Dakota's at-large Congressman Kevin Cramer came together for a farm bill forum. As I mentioned, I was up north, so I didn't have a chance to get there. But according to the forum story, you know, this is the next five-year farm bill is progressing, as Kevin Cramer's been telling us regularly on the program. And there could be a vote on the legislation in the third week of June. Colin Peterson said committee members were able to pass the bill earlier this month in a 36-10 vote. A separate farm bill made it through the Senate Ag Committee earlier this year, could be up for a vote next week. If both bills make it through their chambers, the conference committee would iron out the differences by August. But here's the but. You're ready for a but, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
But Peterson said there are serious questions over the opposition the House legislation will face, both from Republicans who want more spending cuts and Democrats who don't support the bill's $20.5 billion in cost savings to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program over the next decade. We're not out of the woods yet, said Congressman Peterson during a roundtable discussion. Peterson said he and House Ag Committee Chairman Frank Lucas out of Oklahoma have worked together to draft legislation they both could support to get a new farm bill in place. Peterson said they expect to face an onslaught of amendments when the bill comes up on the House floor in a few weeks, including attempts to limit crop insurance for wealthier farmers and a likely effort to change or eliminate the sugar program and dairy program. Peterson said he and Lucas will try to get a rule approved by the majority ahead of discussion to limit amendments and keep the House on track to vote on the bill. If we have an open rule, we'll never get this bill done. Open rule meaning just Christmas tree loaded up with whatever amendment you want to load it up with. So anyway, that's where they're at. Cramer said Republican leaders seem more confident about getting the vote. Still, he said the margin's thin. They can't afford to lose any supporters. So anyway, that's where that's at.
Well, when you think of $20 billion out of the food stamp program over 10 years, that's $2 billion a year out of, you know, what, 160. There's an enormous amount of spending in the food stamp side of it. That is not a big percentage. It sounds like a lot of money, but it isn't when you have 48 million people getting food stamps every month.
One story that I think folks should know about out of Jamestown, the Jamestown Police Department seeking to help find a 17-year-old girl who hasn't been seen by her family or friends since May 20th. That worries you. Christina Rose Rainsate, R-A-N-I-S-A-T-E. Rainsate? Would you? R-A-N, so I don't know if it... Anyway, she's a junior at Jamestown High School, been living with foster parents, Tina Stickle and Susie Stoppelworth, for the last 9 months. And police say her disappearance is being treated as a runaway. No luck in finding her or getting in touch with her. Last seen by her foster parents when they dropped her off at work at Ave Maria Village at 4:30 on May 20th. She never reported for work that day. Reported missing 10 p.m. that night. So she's 5 feet 6 inches tall, weighs 190 pounds, with brown eyes, shoulder-length brown hair with blonde highlights. Last seen wearing a tan sweatshirt with a black dress underneath, tan and gray dress pants, and black lime and green tennis shoes. Her biological mother lives in Pierce, South Dakota. Her biological father in Larimore. Neither of the parents have seen her since she's disappeared. Thankfully, children missing is rare around here. You know, these kind of situations, but I thought we ought to mention
that. How old was she?
She's 17 years old, junior at Jamestown High School.
All right.
So we'll keep tabs on that. One other story. Governor Dalrymple is urging caution during North Dakota's largest road construction season ever. And I think that makes sense. I think that's an answer to what ails us, especially in the oil patch, where you have an enormous amount of commerce going on and an enormous amount of road construction trying to accommodate the commerce going on at the same time. It's difficult.
Well, look at how long it took us to get to Williston just from Tioga. It was just amazing.
It is. But you know what? Or you know, getting on the other side and going down to Watford. And I mean, anywhere you're going is difficult to get there because there's so much going on and so many people trying to do it. I applaud the governor because he's right. Caution ought to be the headline. Slow down. And again, we've had arguments about this on the air. Do you mandate it? Do you have, you know, different speed limits? Whatever. Slow down. Anyway, a couple of news headlines. We'll give you a preview of what to expect on What's On Your Mind coming up next. Mark will come back. We'll talk sports. You have a smile on your face, Mark.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's a good sign. Twins, Red Hawks, and more coming up. Don't go away.
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. When Nested Consulting speaks, anyone doing business in the Bakken listens. They provide their clients with the most reliable, accurate, and effective eyes-at-the-vet geologic analysis possible. We're talking a little bit about doing business in the Bakken today with Kathy Nested of Nested Consulting Services. Kathy, talk about what's happening all around us.
Crazy. I could not have imagined in my wildest dreams that we would be at quite this level of success and activity in Western North Dakota. It's just absolutely thrilling. I'm glad to be part of it. I think it's just terrific what's going on. Sure, there's obviously, you know, repercussions. There are things and issues to deal with. But generally speaking, I think this is just a huge success and boom for North Dakota, Montana.
Nested Consulting Service in the heart of the Bakken. From the oil capital of North Dakota, Tioga. Call them at 701-664-1492. Go to nestedconsulting.com or find the link at bakkenbeacon.com.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What's on your mind? Between 9 and 11, we're going to open up the phone lines. We have just one guest on the program today, Dale Wetzel. The newsman will be here, so you can ask the newsman anything you'd like, and we'll also get a preview of the Dale Wetzel show, which will be coming up on Saturday, an interesting program we want to tell you about. You'll hear it on these very radio stations, as well as 550K Fire out of Bismarck. So that's a fun program that Dale is doing. Actually, it's a continuation of the Legislature Today program that we started during the session, and because Dale is chock full of all kinds of great stories and great sources, it's a great little Saturday addition to the radio listening lineup that you can check out and hopefully enjoy. So anyway, Dale Wetzel will be here. But other than that, it's Steve and I, and the news of the day, and most importantly, your calls, questions, and comments. We're gonna dust off a new Friday feature that we'll throw in every now and then when we are in the position of not having a few guests like today. And I actually like that because not that we don't like guests, when they have something to offer, we appreciate guests and getting to the bottom of particular topics on the program. But I've really enjoyed this time when these five radio stations come together to get the pulse of the Plains and where people are on a particular issue. And the feature today we're going to try out is who's normal and who's nuts. And the guests... Or the listeners, rather, the callers, the guests will be the judges will be our listeners. How about
it is what's on your mind, and Free Phone Friday like this is really easy. It's actually kind of simple for us because we can be quiet and listen to what the guests or the listeners have to say, and it's the listeners' show, so that's kind of the premise behind that. We promised that when we first started this show that we were going to be beholden to the listeners and let you hold us accountable and we'd follow your lead and make it your show, and that's what we're doing on Fridays.
So let's talk about one of these issues we're going to chat about. And where's this new there was a new survey I saw yesterday, Chris. Do I have that in front of me? That talked about a new little survey about, Okay, it's a new one. It was in the forum, and it talked about 2 in 5 women would consider parenting solo. Right? And this is the study that brought me back to the one we talked about earlier in the week. It was a Pew study that said 4 in 10 mothers are either in the sole or primary source of income for their families, being the top breadwinner. Okay, so we have a new study that says 2 in 5 women would consider parenting solo, and one from earlier in the week that says 4 in 10 mothers are the big breadwinner. And here's the question for the audience we're going to ask today. Am I normal or am I nuts? Because here's my position, and then you'll hear Steve's. My position is that's bad. That's not a good thing. And the reason I say that is I believe that mothers are on this earth to raise children. I mean, they are just that's what mothers are designed for. Okay, their primary job is to raise children. Now, obviously, we have a free will, and if we decide, hey, I'm going to raise children while I am employed at a particular position, that's fabulous, that's wonderful, and I begrudge no one the choice. But I'm saying I think one of the real problems we have in this country is the breakdown of the family. I think if you track the Happy Days era, okay? Think of the Happy Days era of the picture of the Cunninghams around the dining room table and Fonzie above the garage, okay? If that was the utopia when people just, you know, were more of a family unit, to today, you can see a decline. And I think that's a bad thing. So I think both these statistics are alarming and are not good for America. Am I normal or am I nuts? I ask the audience. What's your position on these statistics, Steve?
I say sit on it, Scotty.
Sit on what?
Let me ask you this. Extrapolate this out. If women are here as their primary role to raise children, then what's men's primary role?
I think to provide for the family, to protect. So if a mom's job is to, and by the way, I'm not making this up. I think this is how.
So you're going back to more.
I'm going back to Adam and Eve.
The nature side of things.
I'm going back to Adam and Eve. I'm going back to God put women on this planet to be mothers. God put men on this planet to be fathers and to protect and defend. So mom's job is nurture. Dad's job is protect. Provide.
If that's mom's primary job, then maybe we should kick all the women out of the workplace and make sure women stay home.
Now you're not.
Why do you even need marriage at that point?
If
a woman's job is just to procreate,
you need marriage
and propagate the species. Well, no, go back to nature. In nature, other than geese, things don't really pair up. Really, Scott?
Now, wait a minute, though. Here's what I'm saying is that society looks down upon moms who stay at home. Would you agree with that?
No, I don't. I think
it does. I think even among women, She stays home. The kids. I don't think
I'd stay home if I had kids and my significant other had the wherewithal financially for us to survive as a family unit.
I think society should celebrate moms that stay home and moms that say, no, nope, daycare, you're not having my kids. I'm having my kids. Now, they're going to have to do with less. That's going to be a sacrifice, but I think that's amazing. You know, why do so many women have to work? I think they have to work to keep up. And, you know, that's partly a government problem. That's partly, you know, a societal problem. But I think everything that's wrong with America could be fixed with stronger families. And one of the reasons we have the breakdown of the family unit in this country is because more women choose to work.
Because they should be barefoot and pregnant in the kitchen, right, Scott?
Did not say that.
Well,
I did not say that, but I know by saying what I'm saying.
That's the way it's going to be construed.
Yes.
And how do you not?
That's why I want to have this discussion. Because I want to be able to say what I'm saying without people thinking that's nuts.
You're nuts.
All right.
Not it, Scotty.
Another story we're going to talk about today. A new insurance company study says motorcycle injuries increase with weaker helmet laws. Duh. Bears the question, should we have tougher motorcycle helmet laws in the name of safety? Or is it, hey, it's up to me. If I don't want to wear a helmet, I don't want to wear a helmet. What's better? I think you've been dropped on your head if you're on a motorcycle and you don't wear a helmet, personally. But I don't ride a motorcycle, so maybe I need to sit on it.
So are you saying motorcycles are inherently dangerous?
No, I'm saying if... let me go back to the parent thing. All right? I have three kids. For me to get on a motorcycle without a helmet would mean I don't care enough about my kids to protect me. That's what it says to me to get on a motorcycle. Now, maybe if I'm young and dumb
That's
and I have no kids...
That's your personal choice.
Right. But I think it's crazy for people to you know. Again, I'm going to go by the study, which I think is a no-brainer.
You can't help but tie.
Motorcycle injuries increase with weaker helmet laws. So this is one example where, you know, sorry, you got to buckle your seatbelt, you got to wear a helmet.
You can't help but tie the two together when you start talking helmet laws for motorcycles. Seatbelt laws.
Who's normal? Who's nuts? Ladies and gentlemen, on these two hot topics and many more, it's going to be fun today.
Know.
I smell a fun, fun program. And it's okay if you want to call me nuts. But we're going to do it next on What's On Your Mind. Stay tuned. It's coming up a half hour away. Don't go away, folks.
You're listening to What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're supposed to be talking about sports next, but Mark has got me talking about caramel rolls. And you shouldn't do that on a Friday morning.
Guest house in Roseau.
I have some hunger pangs. The guest house in Roseau, you think, has the best caramel rolls?
I've never had them beaten. My dad and I ate the caramel rolls there at the guest house in Roseau. Just awesome.
My Auntie Marie, as we called her when we were growing up.
Auntie.
Taunton, Minnesota. Mm. Best memory ever growing up. Her caramel rolls whenever we'd visit. And I don't remember if it was a daily deal or if it was a special deal when we visited or was part of a regular weekly routine or what, but it was, that's my best caramel roll memory right there. But I'm trying to think who has the best caramel rolls in town here. Don't know. We may have to go on a caramel roll tour, Mark.
Have to have a prize. Let's have prizes for the best thing. Certain menu items that happen to be in our food groups, like in the case of me, chicken wings. You know,
you're a chicken wing fan, aren't you?
Oh, big time.
See, I don't like them at all.
Oh,
they do nothing for me.
There's billions of kinds of them, you know.
I realize that. But how do we get on food anyway?
I don't know, because sports takes a lot of energy and a lot of calories to do sports right.
Maybe that's the deal. We're just trying to get in a position to be able to knock it out of the park, so to speak.
What a wonderful thing to say.
All right, let's talk about your Twins.
They knocked it out of the park four times.
They are they're turning a corner here. I smell it. Do you?
Oh, it feels good. And Domet said it's a different feel altogether. You know, they dropped 10 in a row, but now they've won the last four. For the first time in their history, they swept the entire season series with Milwaukee. Two there, two here. A very sad thing to former Twin Kyle Loesch. Last year, he had the greatest year of his life in baseball. He won 16 games, lost three, held out for great money. Milwaukee gave him $33 million for 3 years. He gives up four home runs. Now he's lost. He's won one and lost six this year. And so you can imagine how uncomfortable and prickly he's feeling.
You know, when things are bad for us this year, under 500, 5.5 games back of Detroit, they're not so good for Seattle.
Oof.
10.5 games behind Texas in the West Division.
And we play them next. We got three games with them coming up.
Exactly why I brought it up.
You're a genius.
Because the Mariners, you know, might be a little down on their luck. And we could take advantage of that and stay on this roll.
You've got to realize we played Baltimore when they were number one. We played Detroit twice, two series when they were number one. We played Boston when they were number one. We've been playing the best teams in baseball. So now we're getting playing down with the mere mortals, and we're doing really well.
So 8-6, the Twins win last night. They play the Mariners tonight and three-game series, I suppose.
Yeah, over the weekend.
Yeah, okay. Anything else there?
Well, the Red Hawks were a great bargain. They had a doubleheader last night. Jake Labor pitched a two-hitter for six innings. They shut out Sioux Falls 2-0. They got way behind in the second game. They were behind by 9-3, rallied back, but lost 9-8, out-hitting Sioux Falls like 14-10 or something. And so that was pretty cool.
By the way, do you have the forum sports page?
Yes, I do.
Go to page D7. D7 of the Fargo Forum. There's a little digest section on the left-hand side that has a number of stories there. Read the second story down on the left-hand column there.
It says Scott Hennen.
No, it doesn't.
It said Hennen's pitching propels Ricori to win against the Spuds.
How about that?
Jake Hennen tossed a one-hit shutout. You know, I thought that was you for a minute. But then go back to page 5 on the forum, and something really profound happened.
In the sports page?
Yes.
Okay, I'm there.
High school state tournament, Jamestown West Fargo Packers, Carmen Bonema struck out 10 as he pitched his third no-hitter. This kid might have a future, folks.
That's awesome.
I'm sure he's got college, you know, scouts just drooling, and probably some big leaguers.
And Shanley beat Minot, speaking of the Class A state baseball tournament. It's kind of cool.
And the girls are playing softball, so there's just a lot of exciting state tournaments going on that, you know, that really is bottom line. The greatest fans and the most intense fans and the craziest fans are parents.
Central Cass beat Grafton in that softball tournament, and you had Mayville Portland knock off Watford City.
Packers beat Bismarck.
There you go. And the state soccer tournament is a big deal. Shanley girls are really good, you know.
Yep.
Fargo Shanley won, beat Bismarck 2-1. So the semifinals now, Shanley plays Bismarck St. Mary's today. And it's at Sitchie Stadium at Shanley. Is that cool or what?
That is cool.
Fargo Davies picked up a first-round victory, 2 in that one. So, anyway, there's a little roundup of sports.
One more sports story quickly.
Bring it to me. Bring it on. Bring
the
it
Heat
on.
Were behind at halftime. James, the Honorable James, just ranted and screamed and cursed at his boys. They shut Indiana down in the third quarter. James scores 30 points, and they go on to go ahead 3-2, one game away from being in the finals against San Antonio. James was unstoppable.
And is the state track meet in Moorhead? It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
How about that? Minnesota Class 1A Section 6 track and field title is on at Minnesota State Moorhead. That's kind of cool. So lots of Minnesota schools coming in for
have
that.
Have you ever gone to a high school track meet?
It's time of year that it's just so much going on. No,
it's really fun. I mean, that's such an ultimate moment, the gun and the intensity and the scramble, you know.
Been a long time.
The dashes, and they throw pigs and wild, and they throw these big poles, and they play the shillelagh. No, that was Ireland. I was in the wrong country. I'm sorry.
What is the shillelagh?
I don't know. They hit people and little dwarfs, or I mean leprechauns.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. But I don't know. I digress. I'm sorry.
You did digress. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Confused the daylights out of me.
I don't know.
Coming up, we're going to do a new segment on What's on Your Mind between 9 and 11. K-Fire 550, 910 KCJB. Of course, our station's AM 1100, The Flag. AM 1090, The Flag. The only talk radio in the Bakken, and KLTC in Dickinson as well, and we're going to do a new segment called Is He Normal or Is He Nuts?
That's a great segment.
And we'll let listeners weigh in on our particular positions. I want to try out my positions on you, Martha.
Uh-oh.
So you can be the first person to weigh in on whether I'm normal
or
I'm nuts.
Okay.
Are you up for that?
I am.
All right. And what prompted this was a study or a new poll. These polls always get me, you know. They suck me in.
I like Polish people.
This is a poll like in how many people believe this, how many believe that.
Oh, that kind of poll.
Nothing to do with the Dear Sweet Polish People, thank you. Anyway, the Associated Press story starts like this. As Christy Everson was nearing age 40, she made a decision. She wanted to have a child, even though she was single, and it meant doing it all alone. Her daughter, conceived via a sperm donor, is now 2.5 years old, and Everson hopes to have a second child. Was it worthwhile? She asked. Well, I'm thinking of doing it again, aren't I? Everson and women like her are part of a shift in American society. An Associated Press We TV poll of people under 50 found that more than 2 in 5 unmarried women without children, 42%, would consider having a child on their own without a partner, including more than a third, or 37%, who would consider adopting also. The poll, which addressed a broad range of issues on America's changing family structures, dovetails with a recent report by the U.S. Census Bureau that single motherhood is on the rise. It found that of 4.1 million women who'd given birth in 2011, 36% were unmarried at the time of the survey. I believe, Mark, that everything that's wrong with America today can be traced back to the breakdown of the American family.
Right.
And I think studies like this are sad.
Very sad.
They're sad for what it means in America. Now, some people might say, well, that's just society's changing. That's not. Here's the deal. Here's what I believe. I believe that God put women on this earth to be mothers, to nurture their children, and fathers to help raise those children and protect them, right? A mother and a father, okay? There's another study out earlier in the week. Pew, I think, did this. It says 4 in 10 mothers are either the sole or primary source of income for their families, right? The breadwinners, 40% of women, the breadwinners. Now, partly because there's a rise in single mothers. It's one of the reasons that number spiked to 40%. Right. But, you know, as a dad of daughters, I love the idea that women can get into the workplace and earn more. That's great. It's not a bad thing. I'm not trying to be a Neanderthal here. But I don't like how society looks down upon women who decide to stay home and raise a family.
You're not nuts.
Am I normal?
You're normal.
Okay.
You know, I had Dr. Pat Fagan of the Research Council on Common Sense Club yesterday.
Coming to town.
And they had the biggest comprehensive study in the history of the world by Heritage. Every index, every single index, people with faith do better. In every category, length of life, drug abuse, suicide, health, and another study, comprehensive, nationwide study, one man, one woman, families, the kids do better in every category. Folks, if we want to contend for the children, we need to teach the true statistics of what is the best place, environment, in which to nurture children, and it's one man, one woman environments. That doesn't put single moms down at all, but it does mean that...
Well, here's why I don't think that I'm nuts, but I want to put this to the listeners. I'm just talking about what the ideal situation is. And the ideal situation is that a mother doesn't have to bring their kids to daycare. That'd be the ideal. Now, you say, well, wait a minute. The family needs health insurance. The family needs to eat. The family needs housing. They have to. So, you know, there's choices that have to be made in that regard. But I'm saying we ought to celebrate those that say, I'm going to do with less because I want to raise my kids.
Yeah.
Because I believe that's why women are here. I believe that's their primary role. That's their primary function.
I have a daughter and a daughter-in-law, both who homeschool their 11 children between them. And they're brilliant, great women, and they don't work outside of the home.
Special place in heaven. Here's another normal or nuts question. A new insurance company study says motorcycle injuries increase with weaker helmet laws. All right? Seems to make sense, doesn't it? Motorcycle injuries increase with weaker helmet laws. I think this says, not unlike seatbelt laws, we ought to have helmet laws. I'm not wired to understand why somebody would get on a motorcycle without a helmet. But I understand that's my choice. But I think if, you know, we have seatbelt laws, then we ought to have helmet laws. Am I normal or am I nuts?
Now you're traipsing a little bit. You know, this is the government doing what's best for us again, and
yep.
It can tell us to not have a 20-ounce drink. And
true.
It's getting that whole thing about McDonald's and having the calorie police. Of course, diabetes doesn't kill you quite as fast as going a road rash on your head at 60 miles an hour, you know. I tell you, I would strongly encourage everybody that rides a motorcycle to wear a helmet, for crying out loud.
But the question is, should we have tougher motorcycle helmet laws when we know motorcycle injuries increase with weaker helmet laws? Or should it be a free choice?
I think it should be a free choice.
Should seatbelts go too?
I know a lot of people. In fact, we have a couple of friends that never wear them.
I think you're nuts. I love it. Thanks, Mark. More coming up on that very topic straight ahead right here.
Select Energy Services, an industry leader in innovative and efficient end-to-end water solutions and well site services, is looking for experienced Class A CDL drivers with clean driving records and water hauling experience. At Select, we believe our most valuable assets are the hardworking employees that we are proud to call our team. We offer excellent benefits and competitive wages. To apply, contact our Williston office at 701-875-5500 or visit selectenergyservices.com. Select Energy Services, one source for total water solutions.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
I want to tell you about a North Dakota product that gets rid of odors, the bad smells. This product is out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Daryl, tell us about odor medicine. What kind of smells can it destroy?
What odor medicine does, it destroys the odor molecule. Basically, you can kill skunk smell, cat urine. You can mold, musty smells. If you got a camper that had a refrigerator that went out that's got a stinky smell in the refrigerator, it'll destroy the odor in that refrigerator permanently. And that's what it does. It basically destroys the odor so the odor will not come back. We give 100% guarantee that smell ever comes back. Call us up. We'll refund your money.
The stench of rotting meat in a freezer that lost power. Think of that. That odor destroyed. If you go to GetRidOfSmellNow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, get 10% off your order, plus free priority shipping. GetRidOfSmellNow.com, 100% money-back guarantee. You can't beat it, and it's North Dakota made.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
All right, folks, Scott Hannon back with a preview of what's to come on What's on Your Mind straight ahead. Lots of calls today from you. We actually have just one guest. Dale Wetzel will be on the program. Otherwise, you tell us what's on your mind, and you answer the question, are they normal or are they nuts? So we got a couple of topics. We're going to do motorcycle helmets and ideal families. Can we call it that? The utopia. The best situation would be. It's hard to label it without it automatically causing a reaction from folks. Let's tell you about the weather here, okay? As we do in this final segment, and I also want to share a caller from yesterday's program. It was kind of fun. We got a call from Colorado yesterday on What's on Your Mind. Flood warning's just been issued for Walls County. 5 inches of rain over the past 24 hours near Park River, North Dakota. And so the National Weather Service issued a flood warning for the entire county that will go through 1 o'clock tomorrow. Briggs Avenue, Park River's Main Street flooding at 7 a.m. today. Other significant flooding has been reported in the city this morning. The Weather Service said rainfall reports are as high as 4.85 inches from the storms that moved through overnight. Areas between Grafton and Park River reported about 3 inches of rain. Runoff from the excess rainfall likely to cause flooding to occur in several Walsh County communities. Park River, Grafton, Minto, Adams, Conway, Edinburgh, and Fairdale. Water conservation urged in Minto and Adams. Residents of Minto and Adams being asked to limit their water use today. According to city officials, lift stations in the two Walsh County communities cannot keep up with the volume from recent rains. Officials also asking residents to redirect their sump pumps outside their houses into storm sewers. Running sump pumps to sanitary sewer systems can overtax the lift stations. And, by the way, the National Weather Service is saying, you know what? A lot of rain, you're right, but it could be worse. Mark Ewens, who is a data manager with the National Weather Service in Grand Forks, says from March 1 to May 30th, Grand Forks received 6.26 inches of precip. That's the 23rd wettest since the 1890s. But it isn't even in the top 20. It's wet, but not record wet. So I guess that means don't complain as much about the rain, which is hard, given the fact that it has rained a lot and all throughout the region. Oil patch. Our listeners in Watford City, Tioga, Stanley, you're getting pounded with cold temps. 52 today, breezy north wind 21 to 25, gusts as high as 36, chance of precip 100%. Quarter and a half inch of rain possible. Tonight showers. It will be sunny tomorrow. So enjoy that tomorrow at least. And by the way, tomorrow is Pick Up the Patch Day in Watford City. So kudos to the folks from Absorbent Safety Solutions and Power Fuels and QEP Resources and Target Logistics, the Watford Area Chamber of Commerce, North Dakota DOT, teaming up with the North Dakota Oil Can folks to pick up the patch efforts by the Petroleum Council. And they're going to start tomorrow at 8 a.m. at the Watford City Civic Center. The meetup starts from 8 to 8:30, and then there's cleanup from 8:30 to 12:30. By the way, when you show up, they give you the map, they give you the gloves, they give you the safety vests, the vests. And then they do a lunch for the volunteers from 12:30 to 2. They do more cleanup from 2 until 4. And then they do a dinner for volunteers from 4 to 6. Is that cool or what? Watford City Civic Center, 213 2nd Street Northeast, Watford City. 8 to 8:30, meet up and start cleaning up at 8:30. You'll have fun. Need more info, call Lynn Welker at QEP Resources or Laura over at the Watford City Area Chamber of Commerce, 570-5084. Okay? There you go. We had a fun call yesterday from Laura in Colorado. Listen to this.
Colorado. You're calling from Colorado, Laura?
I am. I love your show.
What's on your mind, my dear? Thanks for listening.
Well, I love your show, and I love the fact that you do talk about issues that are local right there where you live, and because people listening from other areas can hear what's going on there and maybe kind of compare it to issues that are going on in their own areas. So I really love that about your show, that you're, you know, talking about many things about being in your area and whatnot. I just had to throw in on this deal. I live right outside of Colorado Springs. There's a huge, I live in the heart of the military industrial complex. Even I am non-military and have a little organic farm going out east of Colorado Springs. And this too many bars per capita thing, this sounds absolutely asinine. It almost reminds me of the mentality that tried to urge on prohibition a long time ago or something. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen. It just seems like that there's that mentality going on. And it's just ridiculous. I live here in a town where there are a lot of bars because there is a lot of military. And the laws here in Colorado Springs are that, you know, you can, as long as the bar is serving food, the whole family can be in there. I have been here a lot of establishments. I've had business meetings with people. I've had social meetings with people and just gone out to eat and whatnot. And not one time in 25 years have I witnessed any kind of an incident going on inside of a place where they were serving alcohol and food and whatnot. I'm just shocked at hearing this asinine mentality.
Yeah, you're right. I think there's an agenda at work, Laura. Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you in the Rocky Mountains fan. Last call of the day yesterday on What's On Your Mind, which was kind of fun, from Colorado. Boy, you know, we know about the Northern Plains. We didn't realize we got to the Rocky Mountains, for crying out loud, but how about that? We're going to do it all over again. Open up the phones. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. What's On Your Mind?
We'll be right back with more of What's On Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bach and Bruce. We're talking hangers. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. And guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings, 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton. And weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the serious concern for all of us. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get the most important supply you can for your liberty, freedom, and security, and that's food. We thought the danger was drought, or food diverted to our gas tanks, or food so expensive that we'd all need financial assistance to afford it, or our food being sold to other countries. But here's the most effective way you'll lose your liberty and security without a fight: government regulation. The do-it-yourself public services of many LDS Mormon food storage canneries can no longer be provided. This, along with the recent private gardening and farming regulations and additional government control of food supplies and resources, says food is the ultimate priority. eFoods Direct will provide free shipping on all food orders until further notice. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.